Ninja.
Literally. All right, guys. Yeah. Welcome to 335 Live, the All Talk Power Rangers podcast. With your host, Matt.
Hello.
Scotty.
Let's rock it.
And moi. All right, so we're going over our entire Power Rangers Zeo review. Zeo. First thing I want to point out is a couple of things. The Zeo entrance, or I'm sorry, the intro is so fucking cool.
It is very cool.
It's that initial, you know, like, I like that.
Fun drinking game. Take a shot every time they say Zeo in the first two episodes. You'll literally die in, like, the first 15 minutes.
Now, I'll point out, the Zeomorpher, we have one. It's not easy.
Yeah, no, the Zeomorpher is, like, one of the really, like, stupid morphers for, in terms of, like, actually trying to replicate what they do on the show.
It's fucking hard.
What is really the point of the Zeomorpher, considering they got Master Morphers now? Like, I think we should return that one.
You know, I still have to Master have a conversation Morpher, with Jason Debra Frank about
Master
that.
Master Morpher, bro.
Literally, I
think there's the graphic novel coming out that explains it. It's like old man Tommy.
Nonetheless, so we're going to run through all 50 episodes of Zeo from 1996. And, I'm up in the air about Zeo, because realistically, I want to give it such a high rating because I enjoy it, but at the same time, I feel like it was good, it kind of slow, and then it got really fucking good, and then all of a sudden, here comes Turbo.
Yeah, like, it starts to get good too late into the show.
It's like, oh crap, now when I'm really into it, it's almost over.
It's a bit of a slow grind, but like, when the show does get good, it gets really
good. For me, I said this a million times.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it a million to one. Yeah, if I have to get a list, you know, like Chris Jericho, you know. I want
armbar.
Armbar. Wrist lock. Zeo doesn't start for me until the Gold Ranger shows up.
Really, that is.
Which,
like,
isn't many
truth.
Episodes compared to the 50 episodes
of
the season.
Yeah, it's like 10.
No, yeah. It's more than that.
It's like 13.
We'll count it.
You're not counting 13. the tri episode, like the whole intro, who's the Gold Ranger, the Mystique. The storyline was really good, man. Like,
that was one of the best storylines.
Plus, you got Pyramid. I mean, the way they did the whole Gold Ranger, who is he? Nobody knew who he was. The Rangers didn't know who he was. Like, and then they teased it being Billy and all that. It's one of the best storylines there.
Billy was like cocky about it too.
Yeah, he was like, guys.
Billy would show up and like not explain what he was doing, but then they did explain what he was doing. He was actually creating the Super Zero Zords.
I think the thing I enjoyed most about Zeo was this was probably one of the best functioning Ranger, other than the original team. I think this was the best functioning Rangers team. Plus, they had Billy Zordon and Alpha to lean on.
Yeah,
as a unit, they really came together.
And
well.
And they
Tanya's
actually
better
succeed.
Than Aisha.
Rocky and Adam come into their own, and
Kat comes into her own too.
Rocky is hashtag my.
And in case Jason, in case Tommy fucks up, Jason's there to fix everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'd say it's a pretty good stable team.
Yeah.
Actually, we should do that instead of doing it, like, we got to do a Best Power Rangers team itself, a top 10 list or something. But just to start off, episodes 1 and 2, a Zeo beginning part 1 and 2. It takes place right after, and I mean minutes after Alien Rangers.
With a weird, like, captain's log thing from Tommy at the beginning of, like, the first episode.
It's like
it's
retracking
really weird.
Everything. So in the rubble of the destroyed command center, and the Power Rangers find the Zeo Crystal, with King Mondo preparing to invade the solar system, the Rangers face their greatest challenge.
Yeah.
King Mondo, Army.
We get our initiation to King Mondo and the Machine Empire, which
one
is
of the best villains.
Literally just take over the moon.
And he was actually voted for one of the worst, actually. Me and Matt were watching the list.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is strange. I think he's cool in terms of both his design and like, the voice actor and everything. Like, he's pretty cool.
I enjoyed the Machine Empire and the Cogs, too, because...
Yeah, they're okay.
The Rangers couldn't fight the Cogs without... being morphed. I mean, they were devastated. They were
yeah.
Top.
They were alive.
You know,
but
I enjoy that.
Plus, they had those little quantum fighters and all that. Like the Machine Empire was tough.
They were actually like a military as opposed to just like, let's send monsters.
It was a good change of pace from Reed and Zed.
I miss them.
I miss them too. But they do.
Well,
have,
they
like,
are
size,
like
they,
in the, yeah. They are.
You know what I mean?
Still.
I really didn't like what they did with Goldar and. Rito.
It was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
But at the same point in time, like, it gave Bulk and Skull
something to do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So speaking of, we'll move on. Episode 3, The Shooting Star, when Mondo and Machina unleashed the Staroid and the Zeo Rangers, they are forced to call on their untested Zeo Zord. Now, we're going with the theme of Egypt. It looks like we're going, you know, Pyramid, Pyramidus eventually, Griffin. I don't know what the Carrier Zords are supposed to be. It's a Phoenix. And what was Adam Zord?
It was a bull. Yeah, it was a bull.
Adam had, like, the bull.
So, and episode four. The cogs steal the computer software that Rocky and his friend Jennifer are working on and use it against the Rangers. Rocky gets so cockblocked in this fucking episode.
He gets cockblocked a lot.
I feel so bad for him. Like, he's really trying to feel up Jennifer, and Jennifer's just like, I'm not really into you. I think that's what I actually felt for Rocky.
I like red.
Target Rangers.
He shouldn't have cut his hair. That kind of, you know, took away his power a little bit.
Oh, did he? Yeah, yo, I'm still.
I mean, Joe, you know how you are.
Yeah,
you know,
Rocky does strangely become dweebish, like, in this show. It's really weird. It's a weird transition.
He starts dressing really preppy style.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He becomes more of a nerd than Billy, actually.
Yeah.
Because remember Billy, like, towards the end of, like, Power Rangers season three and a half? Billy's, like looking all
jacked. Billy got confident as fuck.
Billy got the puss.
All right, episode five, for crying out loud, Tommy and Catherine take care of a baby for a school assignment, giving King Mondo an idea for an evil ambition. Most of King Mondo's ideas, I swear, Zed's monsters were a little bit more thought out. King Mondo, I don't know about, what do you think about the difference in monsters between Zed's and Mondo's?
Well, I mean, Mondo at least had, like, the theme of, like, they're all robots.
Mondo has my favorite fucking monster of all time.
The horse?
The faucet.
Yeah, the freaking leaky water. Yeah,
they weren't as fun, man. I don't think. Yeah. I think Mondo's best monster is the Wolfsbane, which is the first Gold Ranger episode.
I think the best monsters of this season were, like, the main bad guys. You know, like Mondo, Machina. Like,
but the subplots of some of these episodes, like, especially this babysitting one, I thought was so fucking stupid because it was, like, foreshadowing Tommy and Catherine actually having a relationship and, like, wanted to be a dad. And the best part
was the point.
You see Rocky and Adam, like being assholes to Tommy, deliberately as best friends. Yeah. They're like, hey, man, how's the baby? You know, like, being like, yeah, shit that we would say to you. You know? Right. So, not one of my favorite episodes, but Rangers in the outfield. The baseball team is the perfect outlet for Prince Sprocket to battle Power Rangers when he turns the batting machine into a people pitcher. I don't really remember this episode that much.
This, I think, is an Adam-focused episode, if memory serves.
I don't remember.
Yeah, this was one of Adam's focus.
I'll tell you, I love this intro, though. See ya. Like, I want a graphic, like, lithograph of this particular opening shot.
I'm sure you can. Because that is also from the Sentai.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I really want that particular shot just literally, like, above, like... That's the first thing you see when you walk in my house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. I would not be surprised. But that poor Tanya has the real unfortunate luck of getting, like, the worst helmet.
Oh, this is when Tanya was still in the relationship when her and Sean were a thing. This is where Sean was getting jealous. Tanya joins the baseball team. And this is when Adam starts to have feelings for Tanya because then he comforts her.
Ah.
So this is the whole... And again, I didn't know until rewatching this that Tanya and Adam were an item. The entire series.
It's never really apparent. You know?
Yeah, no, it's very, like, passingly addressed.
Oh, and this was a cool concept for a monster. Anybody that hit the baseball from the pitch turned into, like...
A cog?
It turns into something. I couldn't remember exactly what. But I just want... Oh, yeah, also, Orbis and fucking Clank, I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Orbis and Clank kind of make the show.
Yeah, they're fun.
Every Dog Has His Day, episode 7, especially trained dog named Smokey, aids the Zero Rangers in fighting Digster, Mondo, and Machina's last monster. It was literally just a dog that helped them.
It's a dog episode.
The Puppet Blaster, when Ernie brings a puppet show to the Youth Center. This was a creepy fucking episode.
Hello, Power Rangers meets Village of the Damned.
That's right.
Holy shit.
Hi, baby.
That's a good episode. Interesting. Invasion.
Joe's boy coming back. Graduation Blues.
Bro, yeah.
Sestro, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Episode 9, Invasion of the Ranger Snatchers. Prince Sprocket recruits the Rangers to appear in his Twisted Movie. Which is probably my favorite episode of the entire series because it has Leaky Fawcett.
The Rangers are on horses.
Scotty, have you ever seen Leaky Fawcett?
I don't remember what he was.
I gotta show you.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Leaky Fawcett, bro, was outstanding. He's a horse and a faucet. Who the fuck thinks of that?
He's like the cheapest design out of
some,
like,
some Japanese guy somewhere.
Yeah. But this is actually probably my favorite episode because, honestly, of Zio without Jason being in it. Because they're on a movie set. They're going throughout their entire day. Rocky's trying to get this part. King Sprocket's jealous because he's trying to make a movie. And they actually send them into, like, this movie-fucking-esque kind of realm. So, like I said, it was pretty cool. And then you get these little monster shit and everything. It's... I enjoy it a lot, really. But I want to try and get an image of... I'm pretty sure this was the episode with Leaky Fawcett. One of them, at least.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
You can see him in the thumbnail.
All right, Scotty, I got to show you this. Look at this guy. What do you guys think of the Zio costumes? Pretty cool.
Yeah, they're all right. They're not as cool as Mighty Morphin, but...
Yeah, they're definitely different from Mighty Morphin. I do like they all have kind of the gold.
This is probably my favorite monster of all time. Look at this thing. But look at what he does. He literally... What the hell is this? And then he turns his head and just jizzes on everyone.
Sentai.
Yeah, heavy duty Sentai.
He's so creepy.
Yeah, the costumes are alright. Like, I don't like them better than Mighty Morphin, but, like, they're cool.
Billy looked ripped, though.
Yeah, Billy was always ripped. He just didn't show it off.
I know he did. But, yeah, no, man, that's one of my favorite episodes. Graduation Blues, as Billy is about to graduate from Angel Grove, they find out that he's taking more credits than anyone and has to graduate, so he goes with Sestro to help them in Aquitar. I don't remember exactly why. I think it's something to do with the water supply or the
battle. Discount LeVar Burton is depressed that he's not on Star Trek. That's really what it is. Like, Billy, can you come help me, like, beyond, like, Star Trek?
A few bad seas. Oh, that was episode 10, but episode 11, a few bad seas. That's Rocky and Adam. Work on developing a hybrid plant.
This episode.
Rocky's plant begins to grow rapidly and seems to have an appetite for metal.
And he has, like, this weird flirtation with Kat.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's, like, really, like, pervy. Like,
Rocky turns into a plant. And it's fucking really weird. Bizarre. And then they're trying to make sense of it. And I'm like, I don't even know if the science was accurate as for how they figured this out. But nonetheless.
When was science ever accurate in Power Rangers?
All right, actually, another good episode. Instrument of Destruction. Prince Sprocket and King Mondo pursue a mysterious musician.
Is this the skull episode?
Yes. This is the episode where there's a particular scene that nobody says anything, but if you put the subtitles on, there's a whole conversation.
Yeah.
So that's something to look out for. It's actually the thumbnail. With the cogs inside the classroom. That's that scene. Then we get a mean screen, episode 13, because that was episode 12, episode 13. When Tani and Adam run into a computer virus, Mondo hatches a plan to create a mean screen, horrible-looking computer monster. Was this the introduction of the Warrior?
At least by the thumbnail. Thinking that.
Episode 14, and a joke of a title to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was Mr. Billy's Wild Ride. As Billy is returning from Aquitar, Machina and Mondo attack his spacecraft, sending it into a gravitational pull from the machine Skybeast. I had a huge problem with this episode because realistically, he was heading towards the sun.
He was heading towards the sun for days.
Yeah, shouldn't he have fucking died?
He should have melted.
I love the description for episode 15.
He should have tapped into his quantum power. You know?
Oh, the actual description for episode 15
literally is just.
Here is one of your favorite episodes of the season. Tommy receives the Dear Kimberly letter.
It literally, the description is literally just Tommy receives a Dear John letter.
I've never seen Dear John, but
that's all you need to know.
Which also features
there's no business Sarah, like snow.
Sarah Brown from VR Troopers.
Yes.
Bro, this was a three-parter, too.
Yeah, it was a three-parter.
It was a good three-parter. I feel bad for Tommy, but you know what? Kim was a bitch. She shouldn't have done that. First of all, who is this guy? Because she clearly wasn't with him when in Turbo.
Yeah, but could he morph?
Yeah, can
I don't think so. Do you even morph, bro?
Bro, only in the shower. That's what Zach said in 2016. Or 2016, was that it?
Something like that, yeah. He did.
Mondo Machina send Defoliator? Am I saying that right?
Defoliator.
Defoliator? I can't even see it. Where is this at?
Defoliator.
Defoliator to create a greenhouse effect in Angel Grove.
Yeah.
This is when they're... No, I don't remember this episode. Can't even... I remember the series because he goes on a date and gets gawk-blocked.
It's the aftermath of the chick dangling on the cliff. Like, the first episode ends with the literal cliffhanger. And then this...
then Catherine tries to set up the date for him, remember?
Yeah.
But low-key, Catherine's kind of, like, hoping the date fails.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
She legit, like, talks to Tanya and is just like, I really kind of, like, friend-zoned myself.
She's like, I feel bad for Kat, though, but I never understood that relationship to begin with. There's no business like Snow Part 3. As Catherine tries to console Tommy about his letter from Kimberly, a spark of attraction begins to form between the two Rangers. Which is bullshit, because I think there was always a spark. Way before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. They just didn't really act on
it. Tommy was just committed.
Episode 18, one of the best episodes.
Honestly, rest in peace. Yeah, R.I.P. Tommy's real-life brother.
Actual brother.
But this is a weird fucking episode, man.
I feel like it's just kind of like a retread of like how he got his Zeo crystal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he runs into
the old Indian guy when he was on his Zeo journey. And it's looking for the matching necklace.
Okay, so it is the same guy. I was wondering that, if it was the same guy in the Zeo quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same guy.
Couldn't have mentioned him he had a brother then.
Apparently not. Apparently he needed to be an adult.
Wasn't in his quest.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. So that was Inner Spirit, episode 18. Challenges, episode 19. Because 14, 15, and 16 were the three-parter. Or 17, whatever
18 and 19 is pretty much a two-parter.
Yeah.
It kind of is. Actually, you know what? No, 20 is also. Because that's where they kidnap... Oh, first of all, we'll go back to 19. Is that while searching for the other half of Arrowhead...
Yeah, I guess
that
was a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Tommy discovers that the owner is his brother. His brother finds out who the Power Rangers are. I know that. In episode 21. Actually, you know what? This is a long fucking series.
What, one of the first...
This is almost like a five-parter.
I feel like the storylines flow a lot better in Zeo. Like the continuity is much better.
Well, they actually have arcs,
especially in how awful season 3 of Rangers was.
Yeah,
like season 3 of Rangers really went off the deep. I mean, they were really like scrounging for ideas.
Like,
man,
almost all of Mighty Morphin, for the most part, was just Monster of the Week stuff. Like this actually had like plot lines and stuff.
Even Alien Rangers was just one giant story.
Yeah,
and the cool thing, Matt, was how like. The characters they introduced, like Tommy's brother and all that, stayed in the show. Like, Trini's new boyfriend, or gosh, she's innocent. Richie shows up, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone, yeah, literally immediately.
I fucking miss Richie.
And also, like, he's one of the first non-Rangers to ever find out, like, somebody's a Ranger.
Why wasn't he a candidate to be the Gold Ranger?
So you guys got my text about Ernie actually finding out about who the Power Rangers were, and that's why he would always give them free meals, because he knew who they were.
Who,
I mean, I'd believe it.
I think Ernie knew.
Yeah,
Ernie
I knew. Feel like it was implied in a way.
Lost and Found. This is where I feel like this particular series was getting a little like, okay, like just get to the point.
Yeah.
King Mondo tries to blackmail Tommy into giving up his Arrowhead. And again, the Arrowhead power, what was it really? King Mondo wanted it, and I don't remember why.
I actually don't remember either. What it was.
I think he wanted to make a monster out of it.
I think it was like the key to like you wanted Clank cool and
Okay, so episode 21, brother, can you spare an Arrowhead? Fuck me. With both halves of the Arrowhead in this position, King Mondo vows to destroy the Zero Ranger while considering to hold Tommy's brother hostage. That's the end of that series. I mean, it's a good series, but I feel like it takes too long. This episode really bothered me a lot, because in Trust Me, episode 22, King Mondo sends a Defector, robot, to trick the Zero Rangers into gaining their trust so that he can destroy them. Rocky falls in love, more or less, I think, with this blind chick.
Yeah.
And literally, like...
Gets cooked.
Not even that, but he also is, like, blatantly lying to her about, like, being a Power Ranger. Because she's like, oh, I'm just with the Power Rangers. The Power Rangers are like,
That's so Rocky, man. Like, it just is.
Yeah, we're at part two of Rocky just can't get laid.
It came from Angel Grove.
Hence the reason why Jason just blows him away, man. We'll get to that.
It's the reason he's not.
This is a weird episode. I mean, you appreciate old classic horror film, I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But episode 23, it came from Angel Grove while watching a monster movie. Adam falls asleep and envisions his fellow Rangers.
It's like
monsters. But what the fuck is he doing there, Pat? Like, he's literally passed out in the student
it's
library.
It's like Adam meets Nightmare on Elm Street meets Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
It's like three different plots.
one of your stereotypical Halloween episodes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's
we really
the black and white was cool though. I did like the black
and
white.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I was gonna say we haven't really talked about Bulk and Skull and Prince. I mean, I was gonna say Bulk and Skull a lot.
For most of the show, they're private eyes.
Yeah, which is actually really funny because they go back to being detectives in a or no, a policeman in Turbo.
Like Turbo, yeah.
But we actually haven't talked about Prince Sprocket a lot. I like him. I think he's a cool character, but
for like a little kid monster, he's not as annoying as you would expect him to be. Like he acts like a little kid and he's annoying deliberately. But, like, it's not as bad. Like, it's not cringy.
No, you gotta understand, Billy at this time is literally
His ambition is admirable.
Yeah. Well,
Billy at this time is literally being the, like, the tech for the, what is Billy's role, really?
He's kind of like, I guess he's you can compare like him to Q
he's
from,
much,
like, James Bond.
He's pretty much like the,
Or Alfred.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, yeah.
He's kind of like the Rangers caretaker, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. So in Bulk Fiction, Prince Sprocket comes to Earth to find the Zero Rangers with this new toy.
Googleheimer, before Google robot. Existed.
Robot. Episode 25 is a singing episode, Song Sang Yellow.
Yeah, really awkward
song
episode.
Sang, yeah. Yellow Rangers fight to save Angel Grove for Prince Sprocket and his new birthday toy and the Wrecking Ball.
And, like, Tommy and Tanya
I
have to, like, sing.
This episode.
They have to sing, like, every word they say.
Because
they're, like,
it's
in a
funny.
Spell.
That's
really cringy.
Game of Honor, King Mondo attempts to rule the Earth. Waterways are built by a fleet of swift ships under an invisible field. Episode 26.
Episode 27.
I don't really remember.
Here we go.
But...
Dude, this thumbnail alone is just hype.
So, Scotty, I'll let you read down the rest of the list in each episode because this is your favorite part.
Hell yeah.
Scotty, go
episode
for it.
Episode 27, yeah. The Power of Gold. We get the awesome, and I will say awesome, Matt, Sentai. Of the Gold Ranger.
Yeah, we do.
He just, like, shows up. I mean, this guy shows up, like, the ultimate, like, superhero. Freaking, the Rangers are in need. Bam, this dude shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Everyone is just, like, amazed by this guy.
Just
look at him, like, ooh. And, of course, Tommy goes, well, whose side is he on? You know what I mean? And I think that's
could a Ranger possibly
there, you know?
Be on our side?
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I'll be honest, like, contrary to, like, the entire fan base's opinion, I really think the Gold Ranger is way cooler than the Green Ranger. Like, both his costume, his, like, powers, his Zord, like, everything about the Gold Ranger, I think, just one-ups, like,
would
Tommy.
Fuck the Dragon Zord up.
Yeah. It will step on the Dragon Zord. And...
He's number three on my Ranger list.
Gold Ranger for me. I mean, I don't... I guess I'll have to, like, rewatch
a lot. But
you
gotta realize
shows,
that the Gold Ranger and its powers and everything is cool... But Jason made it 10 times better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really did. He really did.
But the only thing that sucks is when Jason gets the power, he doesn't harness it the same.
Yeah,
he's
he doesn't get to
like,
keep it. Like, from
how cool
the jump,
is it?
It's
how,
like,
how cool is it?
Well, that was part of the story arc, so.
When Gold Ranger first appears...
I like Trey, though. Trey can fuck shit up.
He was. I mean, like, when he first appears, he, like, goes in this weird form and kind of, like, teleport, like, jumps on top of the cot. And, like, Jason couldn't access that power like that. Like he just had to...
Did they explain exactly why Trey his personality split?
It was being exposed to like Earth.
But why was he on Earth?
To help the Rangers.
Yeah, I think he literally was just trying to help out.
Hmm. Next episode.
Episode 28, a small problem. Prince Sprocket shrinks the Rangers and puts them in a terrarium with a hungry tarantula. This is the episode where Cat and
Honey, I Shrunk
Tommy,
the Rangers.
Yeah. They get put in this freaking little thing. They have this pet tarantula, and they get shrunk in there. Gold Ranger bails them out, you know.
Literally just picks them up.
Gold Ranger does what he does and just continues to bail the Rangers out. Like, whenever they need him, he's there.
They
like
also... Oh, sorry.
And I think that...
Was this the part where Trey was just showing up randomly?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He was just, like, the deus ex, like, of the show.
Mm-hmm. I think this is when it kind of first give you the inference that, you know, Billy might be the Gold Ranger.
They even...
They start teasing it in that episode.
They even very strangely tease Skull as a candidate for Gold Ranger, which was a little weird. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, there's a part where, like, they're in a mine. Like, they're stuck inside a mine shaft, and at a point, like, Bulk comes outside and is, like, vision is adjusting to, like, the sun
or
something.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
he runs into Gold Ranger.
Yeah, he sees the Gold Ranger, but is, like, blurry.
Yeah, it's, like, blurry.
And, like, the Gold Ranger was, like, walking towards him, and then suddenly it changes to Skull.
Yeah, Skull just shows up.
Yeah, like, they were teasing him,
but
it was... It's towards the ending.
Hold up.
But, yeah,
I might have saw it and overlooked it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe because I knew it was Jason, you know, or Trey, you know.
Yeah. It's the only time I think they ever, like, tease Skull, I think. I don't think they ever do that again, but...
Nonetheless, no, episode 30. Either.
Episode 30.
More than halfway done.
Oily to bed, oily to rise, the evil leaky faucet monster.
Leaky faucet! Leaky faucet
returns!
Joe's favorite monster.
It is, dude. It's fucking great.
Of course he pollutes Angel Grove's waters, but not Stone Canyon. That doesn't make any sense to me, you know, with the toxic oil and seeks to destroy Catherine during a surfing contest.
To be fair, Leaky Faucet's, like, plan to, like, you know, hurt people, like, is it really effective?
Is it like the Toxic Avenger meets Power Rangers pretty
much? How is it not any different than the fucking, the water hog from, the hog from Aquatar?
I don't remember that
It's
episode.
Similar, yeah, no, yeah, it's similar to that.
Alright.
31, Rockabye Power Rangers.
The Somnibot.
The Somnibot casts a sleeping spell on the people of Angel Grove, leaving it up to the Gold Ranger to stop the evil Sandman.
I don't remember this episode.
I kind of don't remember this episode. Is this basically like the Rangers get basically incapacitated?
Yeah.
So
they're in a dream world.
Somehow the Gold Ranger.
World of dreams.
Or I guess Zordon kind of, you know, calls on the Gold Ranger to.
Does Zordon know who Trey was?
No.
I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
It seemed implied that Zordon was also like caught off guard by it, too. He was like, oh shit, Rangers. Apparently, there's, like, a guy that has a costume that matches.
I really love the Sentai for this series, actually.
I'm very, like, interested, because
especially for the villains. The Sentai is awesome.
As I've...
How they matched up the dialogue. I thought that was excellent.
Yes. As I've mentioned, like, I watched Gokaiger, like, in its fullest extent. And, like, the...
I got nothing from this episode.
Except for
the old woman.
The O-Ranger episode to Gokaiger, like, is interesting. Because, like, you know, it gives you a crash course of, like, what the plot might have been about of the show. And it, like, it does interest me. But it's funny because this season of Sentai almost destroyed Sentai in Japan.
Really?
Yes. It was arguably, like, the most hated season.
And
like,
they followed it up with Turbo?
Zio and Turbo are completely... Zio and Turbo are completely reversed in Japan. Like, Zio almost destroyed the franchise, and then Car Ranger, as it was called in Japan, like, saved
Sentai. Is it really that much better? Wow.
And in America, Zio was, like, a solid follow-up. I don't think it one-upped Mighty Morphin, except for the Gold Ranger. But
Gold Ranger,
but then
show,
Turbo like nearly ended the franchise.
And then we got Space, man. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, and then we got Space.
God, I can't wait for Space. I'm like frothing at the mouth. Like I completely just want to just like ignore Turbo and just go to Andros's interns.
At least Turbo's got like 35 episodes, bro. That's
it's kind of short. Yeah, surprisingly
thank
short.
God,
all right, so where do we? Do you know or do I know you?
Yeah, I know you. Yep.
Gold Ranger finds asylum in the power chamber from Evil Mondo.
Varrox, the bounty hunter, is a pretty cool character. Varrox. This is where Gold Ranger kind of starts. You know, he's getting a little weak because, you know, he's got the bounty hunter after him, so he can't kind of just hang out in space because his cloaking device gets damaged by Varrox. This cool-looking bounty hunter, Varrox, which is, you know, kind of like a Star Wars type character. I enjoy that character.
Yeah.
So this is Aquatar. This is where I like that they're actually
bringing... Then we get like, the Aquatar... See, I like how the continuity's there, man. I really like the content. Like
they brought
the
everybody back for this shit.
Discount LeVar Burton.
I was going to say, when Varrox, Bounty Hunters attacks the Gold Ranger, Pyramidus is hit and falls into the sea of the planet of Aquatar, which is...
I also think this is actually when we're introduced to Trey. Like, this is when we're officially exposed to, like, who he is.
Yeah.
Yes, because the next episode, look, is
yeah,
when...
Yeah, he's split, yeah.
The transference of powers. Actually, I think... I'm not sure if it's episode 34 or episode 33 where they try to transfer the power over to Billy and that's where they say...
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, yeah.
They're like, Billy, unfortunately, you and the producers do not get along anymore. We cannot make you the Gold Ranger.
So that was episode, that was 33, 34. Golden Homecoming.
Jason comes back.
Yeah, basically, Jason's like, man, you guys suck. Let me save you all.
Mondo's last stand. King Mondo's determined to use Democles' sword to destroy the Power Rangers.
Indeed.
Cool.
Power Rangers.
And we finally, like, get the return of Rita and, like, Zed, because they do kind of disappear for a little bit.
Who's the guy, who's Prince Auric or whatever? Who's the other prince? When does he come into it?
Gasket?
Prince
Gasket, yeah.
Because Louis Kaboom comes in now, right around this time, right?
Yes, Louis Kaboom. Yeah, he comes
Louis
in...
Louis Kaboom comes in this episode, I think, like episode 36.
Like, yeah, when they kidnap Tommy.
The teens are helping Ernie set up his new beach club, a group of young thugs riding... And this is where we meet the love interest, more or less, of Jason, right?
Jason, yeah.
Yeah.
Biker guys.
Yeah, the biker... Yeah.
Cheesy-looking biker dudes.
Jason comes in like a fucking badass, bro. He shows up and he's just like, he's got that black shirt on.
Plus, he also gets the cool morphing sequence. Gold Ranger power.
Yeah, he gets his own theme.
But I didn't know that, but apparently in the Sentai, they had a morpher. Gold Ranger had a morpher on the Sentai.
Screw the Sentai, man.
Because they made, it was a very limited release, but they made a Jason Zero Ranger morpher.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. He gets his own theme, like when he morphs. Like, he gets his own, like, everything.
Scent of a Weasel. The teens take part in a charity fashion show for Mr. Stenchy.
Like a skunk or skunk.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Lord of... the Lord of Orc.
This is where...
The voice of Elgar.
This is where Aisha sends Tanya the map, and then her parents are still alive, so they touch on the plot. They bring it back.
Mysterio Island, phone number 619.
We got the Super Zeo Zord.
Sprocket tricks Auric into thinking that the Rangers are villains, remember?
How did they get the Super Zeo Zord again? That was a gift from Trey, wasn't it?
Trey, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. It was something like that.
Trey was like, by the way, I
looked into the, you know, Target or Toys R Us toy catalog. Here you go.
I'm trying to remember exactly how that came into place. And I think it was that. I think it was Trey said, "Thank you for helping me. I hear the Super Zeroes." And then Zordon said something like to Trey, like, "I thought those were lost forever or something." Right? Or it might have been the Shogun.
I don't remember. I don't remember exactly.
No, I think, yeah, you're right. I think Zordon says, "Zordon, I thought those were lost forever."
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. But I thought he was talking about the Shogun Zord also. I don't know if I got those two confused.
So, I don't know. Everything was some.
No, I think
we're
talking about the Super
Zeo
Zords.
We were
talking about the Super Zeo Zords.
Because I remember him talking to Trey
the
about
power
something.
Of ninja.
So, because Zordon was caught off guard about it. Billy, I think, was designing the Super Zeo Zords.
Something like that.
Something was going on. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, man, when you watch 50 episodes in a row, dude, so much shit. Like, you try to take in all of it, but there's so much that just.
There's so much that's inconsequential. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter.
So anyway, episode 38. If anybody can figure that out, just leave it down in the comments. Episode 39, the Ranger who came in from the gold.
The Gold Ranger becomes gold.
So this is where Bulk and Skull stumble upon that thing, and they just start shooting everything into gold, remember?
Yeah.
Jason gets turned into gold. Yeah.
Yeah, when Catherine stages a ballet about King Midas, Louis Kaboom creates the Midas Hound and an idol that changes everything into gold. Moving on, episode 40, the joke's on Blue. Louis Kaboom vows to take helm of the Machine Empire.
I guess that's Louis Kaboom's first episode.
I didn't like him, honestly, for a little bit.
I didn't like Louis Kaboom, man.
Is this the episode where, like, Rocky gets, like, a little bit jealous or something? Where, like, you know, he feels, like, left out because Tommy
and Jason
like bond over the fact that, like, we're both team leaders, and Rocky's just like,
somebody was trying to convince Rocky that
I was in a movie. Yeah.
So
Rocky goes from getting cock blocked to penis envy, man. What's the matter with
that? Yeah. I don't know if it was that episode. It was the second episode.
It was the second
episode that Jason was in.
Rocky is just the most unfortunate, like.
No, man, it was character. The exact second episode that Jason was in.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Well, this was like another episode where Rocky was like, I gotta step up because I'm no longer the Tyrannosaurus.
Joe, I think episode 41 is one of the best episodes of the season, actually.
It is, because you got to see Jason take over the team.
Yep.
Again, and he fucking, man, he did it.
Plus we get Prince Gasket and his wife, whoever her name
was. Prince Gasket, who funnily enough.
I like Prince Gasket. Prince Gasket was a cool
fun fact. Prince Gasket in the Sentai is supposed to be a grown-up version of Sprocket.
Yeah, we learned that.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because once you find that out, like, you see it. Like, the headpiece that Gasket wears is the same. Like, it's the same thing as
Sprocket. I remember you pointed out to us when we were watching
Ranger 5. That was episode 41. You know what's funny? Episode 42, they must have made a VHS or something about that, because I remember that episode clearly.
Oh, it was one of the episodes that was rerun, like, all the time.
Like how King Sphinx was as a kid?
Yeah, like this whole three-parter. This three-parter episode was, like, Zio's, like, big thing.
Because I remember this fucking Ed, this lizard dude.
I think part of the reason why it was such a big deal is because it's an episode that featured very little stock footage. Like, it actually was, like, an original plot.
The King for a Day, the Zio Rangers discover that Tommy has been captured by Crank's Gasket and is placed in a large arena with the monsters battling another one.
Jason literally Part is two. Like, oh my god, this is like the fourth fucking time, Tommy.
Yeah, so we control. Get evil yeah, Tommy
this
again.
Is what I love, because Jason's fed up with this shit.
Yeah, Jason's like, Jesus Christ, guy, like, you need a brain transplant or something at this point. You are too easy to mind control.
He takes
bro.
His fucking helmet off like a G, and so does Kat.
Yeah.
They
don't care about their secret identities anymore. They're just like, whatever.
No. King for a Day, Part 2, the Gold Rangers Force defend. I want... Who's the lizard guy? I forget what planet he's from.
I don't remember, but he has, like, the subplot with Bulk and Skull.
Which is actually pretty good, because Bulk and Skull are actually kind of, like, heroes, and this guy was pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah, he seemed like a cool character.
I can't remember his name for the life of me.
It's, like, the only one he's in, though.
A brief...
I don't remember this episode.
Oh, it's the Groundhog's Day episode.
Episode
like,
44?
Yeah, like, Tommy keeps, like, waking up.
A brief
up
mystery
and...
of time. Oh, this is where it goes and repeats.
Yeah, yeah, like the, oh, okay. The day repeats.
This was clever because it was actually funny, because Jason's like, "How the hell did you know I was going to say that?" Like it was. I enjoyed that episode. This was classic. I like this. This was basically Clue, episode 45.
Oh yeah.
The thing about this point in time is that you could tell the Machine Empire is kind of not running on all cylinders, because I think had King Mondo been there at this point, he would have pulled his head and just pretty much. Said, you know, we got to basically take out the Gold Ranger, like, at all costs. Otherwise, you know, we're never going to be able to beat the Rangers. Nobody was doing that. Nobody.
So, that was episode 740. I'm sorry, Scotty. I think we were wrong.
I'm also looking at it, too. Episode 46.
So, 46 was the episode, actually, where Tommy and Tanya...
Yeah, they get that spell.
They get that there's a fucking like voice. They start singing like assholes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason, Dan, Frank. This episode was terrible.
Yeah.
But go back to episode 45, like Mystery to Me. I fucking like that episode a lot because...
It's a fun episode.
Yeah. It's...
It's like Murder Mystery meets Power Rangers. Type
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Another song and dance. Oh, God, I can't stand that episode. Yeah. And we're getting really the last three episodes of the season.
Yeah, we're running to
the Rangers of Two Worlds, Part 1 and Part 2, episode 47 and 48. Everyone is stunned when it's revealed that Billy has aptly raged. Billy has already left the show because of his backstage politics.
Yeah.
So Billy wasn't even in the show at this point?
Yeah, they did some weird, like, stand-in. Like remember when Billy, like appears, like, on the like, viewing globe thing, but he's, like, distorted?
Yeah, his voice is distorted to try and make it like Aquatorian, but it's not at the same time.
And the person that you see isn't actually, like, Billy, but they try to, like, distort it to make it look like
it's
Billy.
See, I wish they could have got these characters that... finish the season or whatever, at least, so that, you know...
I wish the producers weren't dickheads.
Kimberly,
like.
But I wish, like... Well, I was supposed to say the producers...
I think that's what happened, is that going forward... Well, you notice that going forward, for every power transfer going forward, there has always been an explanation now.
Yeah.
And it's been shown.
Yeah.
The entire transition from the Turbo Rangers to the Space Rangers.
Yeah.
That was shown, but I miss Billy, man. That's
Billy was kind of the heart and soul of the Rangers, man. Even like, even though he wasn't a Ranger in this series,
yeah.
He had the experience of being a Ranger, but also, you know, his own.
Billy was the veteran, man.
Yeah, him and Jason.
Him and Jason were the longest tenure Rangers. Billy altogether was the longest tenure Ranger consecutively,
yeah. Like ever,
up to that point.
Yeah,
so.
Hawaii Z-O.
The Golden Power start. This is where this is where you know the show is like ending, and you're kind of sad because it's like, oh, poor, you know, Jason. But just to go back, is that arranges the two worlds that everyone is stunned that Billy is aptly he's aging. Apparently, Billy is infatuated with an Aquatorian named Sestria.
Yeah.
That he met back in the day from his vacation there, and definitely wants to go back and actually meet her.
Oh, it wasn't the White Ranger? I thought it was the White Alien Ranger.
No,
I thought it was.
Well, he's really just, you know, working on his Phantom Ranger powers.
Yeah, he is.
He is the Phantom Ranger. That is actually proven. We'll see Billy in a couple of seasons.
Even though it sounds nothing like him.
No.
He does get a cool episode in space, but...
Yeah, his episode in space
was great. They
should have
revealed that it was Billy by that point.
I think they were planning on it, but I guess they just couldn't get you know, they couldn't work their differences.
No, I think that actually, I think that was David Yost's, I think that one actually had to do with money.
No, at that point, he was still, like, fed up with the producers, and I think he was, like, going through, like, some sort of...
Well, who was it? I forget who said,
trying to cure himself.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah, he had, like, a huge identity crisis for
You know, when we see him at Comic-Con, we'll ask him.
Nah, that's probably too personal, right?
No. I'm talking about the gold.
Okay.
So Billy, what was your goal as a gold? I'm gonna hand him a photo. I'm gonna have him sign it. Have he be like, got it. Thank you.
I'm sure he knew like the intent was there.
Yeah.
What was the whole deal?
Well, they made the Phantom Ranger based on Billy.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is Billy. It's just there's no two ways about it.
Joe, what was the whole deal with Jason starting to lose the powers or whatever of the Gold Ranger?
Because he couldn't harness the... You know what? I don't really have an answer
for it. It was established in...
Was it just a cheap plot point to get the Gold Ranger powers off of Jason, basically?
I mean, kind
of. It didn't even matter because they were ending the season.
His contract was up, so they were just like,
It was established in the first episode that Jason gets the powers.
Yeah. He couldn't hold
that,
it forever.
Like, it was only temporary until Trey could, like, recover.
So Trey could...
So as long as Trey was recovering, and once Trey fully recovered, then the powers
he
were...
Yeah, he loaned the powers, like, to Jason. The powers were just a loan.
So while Jason was losing his powers, Trey was getting better.
Yeah. It was just a loan, but in reality, it's just because they didn't.
Why couldn't they just merge Trey and Jason together and be the ultimate Gold Ranger?
Because they didn't have that fucking sword. What sword? That sword that Tommy had to go get.
Oh.
That giant power sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, they ran out of stock footage.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, so episode 49. That's really what it is. Hawaii Zio. Mm. Zio, the gold power source.
Hawaii 5
Zio.
Yeah.
And episode 15. So, the season finale of Zio, good as gold, as Jason continues to lose the gold powers. He's confronted by Rita and Lord Zedd,
also known as Rita and Lord Zedd Save the Day.
They single-handedly destroy the fucking machine.
Funny that Tommy will take credit for it.
Like, King Mondo comes down and actually he like supersizes himself. And he fights Tommy, and Tommy takes him down.
Jason?
No, fucking Tommy fights King Mondo. King Mondo does the whole blow up thing.
Oh yeah. Like,
and then all of a sudden, King Mondo retreats back to his small size, teleports to the fucking moon, and then Lord Zedd literally places a bomb in front of him and blows him the fuck up. So going forward, Jace, even in Forever Red, Tommy swears, him and Jason swear
that
they killed the fucking Machine Empire.
Yeah,
but they didn't because
Zedd did. Yeah.
Aren't the Machine Empire in the first episode of Power Rangers in Space?
Like, remnants of them are, I think.
They said that their general still survived. In fucking Wild Force, was it? They said that they're,
it was, like, remnants.
The remnants of the, their, some of their generals still made it out. Because it was just King Mondo. Real, they had that whole fucking plot. That whole army, like, is mad.
I'm pretty sure, like...
That whole, everything on the moon where Matt says, meanwhile... That whole scene was still intact.
So when Mondo comes back,
yeah,
Prince Gasket is gone.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. They like literally like
everyone's dead.
Yeah,
Gasket, Mondo, you know what? I debate that. Didn't he leave with his
Gasket left?
Maybe he
left. Didn't Gasket leave?
Oh yeah, maybe
leave?
He
yeah.
did.
He left with the.
Oh yeah, he's just like, I'm just gonna like make babies.
Yeah,
somehow.
What was his
however robots
name?
Do it. Archerina?
Archerina.
That's what it was. Yeah, I couldn't remember her name.
Yeah, no, Scotty, you're right, actually.
Yeah, he does live.
But he didn't... He was fed up with that shit.
Louis Kaboom died. I know that.
Yeah, Louis Kaboom's only in, like five episodes.
Louis Kaboom was, like, a stand-in, man. He was like, the Rocky of King Mondo.
Yeah, man.
Overall, I mean... 50 episodes?
It's a solid follow-up.
Looking back on it now... Zio is better to me than it was. It aged well. It's actually
better. Yeah, it does age.
The storylines and the continuity are really, really more adult oriented. It's better. It's made for both kind of like young teens coming into teens. Like they didn't alienate their fan. Like
right.
They wanted to bring new fans in with kids with the toys, but they also kept the same fans that they had.
Right.
But the storylines were good and you know reflected that.
Yeah. It's like the first couple of episodes are a bit rough. Like it's slow. It's really slow at the start, but it gets really, really good.
Once Gold Ranger shows up and Jason shows up. Yeah. From episode 27 to 50 is strong.
Yeah. Man. So actually, yeah, a couple of fun facts about Power Rangers Zeo, that this actually did include the first ever Ranger team up between the Alien Rangers and the Zeo Rangers, which is awesome. Believe it or not, Ryan Steele actually voiced the Gold Ranger as first when he was the leader of the VR Troopers. He actually did the first original footage before Trey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, but,
those poor VR Troopers just never stood a chance.
Nah. Yeah, I like VR Troopers, man. That shit was sweet.
Especially with their dumb corporate freaking,
I can't, like I said, we were talking about this the other day. I can't go back.
Or whatever.
I cannot go back and watch,
Beetleborgs.
Yeah, I can watch, Scott, if you want to try and give VR Troopers another chance, maybe, but it's tough.
I don't know, man.
It's really fucking tough. I would actually.
Hot. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Masked Rider, I'll go back and watch if I can find it.
Yeah, that's the real issue. Is trying to find Masked Rider.
Zeo. I mean, I think this was the strongest the Power Rangers ever were. I think that like their functionability as a team, like even though it wasn't the original team, but they still had Billy, they still had Zordon and Alpha and Jason to lean on. Plus, they had Tommy. It was a good mix of characters, man. They really they functioned well as a team, this team, compared to some of the later Ranger teams.
I like that they referenced this more or less, and this was the whole plot point for the 2016 movie. Or was it 2016 or 2017? The new 16. One. Was it 16? Yeah, but it was the Zero Crystal, which I like that they were doing that, but again, it was not even what the Zero Crystal was.
Yeah, no, they changed it around a lot. The movie was just a smorgasbord of different...
The intro of the movie was pretty cool.
Yeah, like, it's a shame they didn't stick with it.
Nonetheless, I think it's one of my... It's gotta be... It is one of my favorite seasons.
It's solid, you know? It's not, like, amazing, but...
It had episodes I wanted to bash my fucking head against.
It does.
The first
really
half
does.
Of the season's kind of brutal.
Yeah, it is. It's, like, basically, you just kind of have to sweat through it until...
I kind of thought it was two seasons. Like, I thought the Gold Ranger was kind of, like...
I mean, I think when it was aired, it was like
the Gold Ranger was the first episode of the fall or whatever, fall 97. Yeah.
They might have done like a mid-season premiere or something.
I genuinely think the show was split into two,
fall
like 96, on TV.
Rather. I mean, sorry.
Maybe they did, because every time they got new Zords or something, it was like, a new part of the show. Like, I couldn't tell you as a kid that season 3 was actually season 3. I had no fucking idea.
Right.
Couldn't even tell you. Because it felt like actually watching as a kid is that every episode went into each other. Even to this day. I mean, actually up until... Actually, you know what? I'll even throw up until the end of Lost Galaxy. It felt like every episode was a continuation of the other.
It's pretty amazing how once Jason comes back, how he just kind of steps in and just like fits like a glove. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's
Just stepping back, and it's like he never left.
It's like he never left, yeah. You know, and then, you know, Rocky does, you know, Rocky.
That's like,
it was red too.
Bro, it's the prime example of going back to a job that you had left and knowing that you were the absolute shit and everybody loves you, but you came back because of whatever. Then you went back, and then the new kids are like, who are you? And then you're like, shut the fuck up.
This is my shit guy.
So. Nonetheless, I give Power Rangers Zeo, honestly, nowadays, I give it an 8 out of 10. After rewatching it.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yeah. And mostly because of Jason.
Yeah.
If
Jason wasn't in the series, 6.
Yeah. Like if you are, coming up with a rating in your brain only watching, like, the first half of the show, yeah, it's probably going to be, like, a 5 or a 6. But, like, the show really gets better... Once the writers, I think, really start to figure out how to, like, get the most out of the characters and everything. Because, again, this is, like, the first show that actually started to have an overarching, like, story.
It started having one normal... Well, I guess Alien Rangers kind of started it, but Zeo, literally, it's a new set of Rangers every season.
Yeah, and it's one of the first shows of the Zordon era, like, one of the only ones, to actually have, like, a conclusion. You know, like, most of the other Rangers series is in the Zordon era, at least.
Well, this didn't
ended
really
in
have
a cliffhanger.
Well, no.
Yeah, it did. King Mondo is defeated. They win.
No, I'm talking about how they lose. They transfer their powers. Oh, actually, you know what? I think we kind of established in the live reaction that, I guess it was Kat's fault they fucked up the morphers. When she dove into the water.
Yeah, when she dove into the water.
I'll leave it at that up for debate, but,
Nonetheless, like you think about everything from the season was just it was good. I liked the Machine Empire. Tommy and Cash relationship was cool. Adam and Rocky come into their own.
Yeah, they do.
Alpha and Zordon are the exact same. I can't fucking stand the fuck anybody in Turbo.
No.
The
only guy I like in Turbo is like the big bulky like blue guy. With like the big like thing.
Oh, Rygog.
Rygog, thank you. They like never they say his name like.
But once. Orc the Conqueror is pretty cool. He comes in handy.
He was cool, but like how many times does he appear?
Not many. I did less than five.
Yeah, I think it was like two or three times.
They made a toy of him though, and that toy was fucking sweet.
Yeah, they did.
But they made a toy of everyone. Fuck Power Rangers. But it made you think that they were in more episodes than they were. Like King Sphinx, prime example.
Yeah, because they just.
I'm shocked that Leaky Faucet, sorry Matt, was in more than one episode.
Back in the day, yeah, back in the day, these. Things were like before streaming, before all that, like these things were rerun like a lot. So, and as kids, I guess you just didn't notice necessarily that you were rewatching the same episodes,
I like the Super Zeozords more than the actual.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's another thing too, is the starting Megazord is like really weird. Like, it looks cool when it's in Zord form. Like, it's cool looking. It's weird.
In the Sentai, what was the premise of that Zord? Was it
Egypt? I don't know. I actually have no idea what it was.
It's heavily Egyptian-based, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's very, like, old, ancient, like, civilization-looking stuff. But, yeah, no, I actually have zero clue. But, because I never watched the Sentai itself. But I did watch the Gokaiger episode that dealt... I think there were maybe, like, two... That dealt with the O-Rangers, as they're called in Japan.
I never even heard the word Zio in my life before this.
Yeah, I genuinely think this was, like, the first thing to really ever use the word.
So.
Nonetheless,
I fucking enjoy it. I enjoyed this season, but I... Again,
I do, too. Yeah.
I also feel that... The going into Turbo and yeah. I feel like I hadn't seen Jason for a long time after Zio and not realizing he was right in the Turbo movie. Like it made me feel like I didn't see him for a while, so that's why I was still shocked as a kid when I saw Jason, but I was like, little did I know, wasn't that far off.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far off.
The whole transition is so daunting and terrible. And like no reason for it.
So, Jason apparently still has a good working relationship with Saban, though.
Well, yeah, he keeps coming back for, like, everything now.
I give Zio a 9 out of 10, man.
Really?
I really enjoy it. I think...
Pyramidus, bro.
Pyramidus is amazing. The villains, Reed and Zed still being there.
Oh, the Machine Battle Empire. The battle Zord.
We Gasket. About
that. Jason's Battle Zord, the red cannon shooting thing.
Oh, yeah. The little Rock'em Sock'em robot guy. I love that. Zord, he was on my top 10.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Scotty.
The Rangers team itself, the continuity, the storylines. I give it a 9 out of 10. I think it was Zio was awesome, man. I underrated it compared. It's aged well.
It has aged pretty well. The second and half
then,
of the show,
and then like, especially where it goes afterward, just kind of makes.
I mean, Gold Ranger. Jason is the Gold Ranger. Is probably one of my all time favorite Ranger. I have the Power Staff and the Morpher. I mean. I want to get the helmet whenever they release it, but it's just the aesthetic look is just fucking badass.
Yeah,
I gotta show you my White Ranger helmet.
One of the best costumes.
You gotta bring it over.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, guys,
Gold Ranger's costume is amazing. I mean, everything about Gold Ranger, the power staff, the Zord, everything. Yeah,
it was cool. Pyramidus was a shit.
Whatever they decided to do, where they brought everything from the Sentai or whatever, they hit a home run on Gold Ranger, man, nailed it. I mean, even Fox. I remember when it first came out, who is the Gold Ranger? See, that just, as a little kid, I could see that drawing people in. And I was a teenager, man. I would just see people draw, who's the Gold Ranger?
See, as a
man?
Kid, I didn't know who Trey was. I just always remembered Jason being the Gold Ranger.
Right, right.
Not even before that. I'm saying when they showed, the ads on Fox, for the show.
Yes, I remember them as well.
Who is the Gold Ranger? They made a big deal out of it, promoting it. Who didn't even show up? Bam. Gold Ranger's a big deal. Dude. You thought White Ranger was cool, Green Ranger was cool, and then bam, here comes Gold Ranger.
Showed up
shit,
in fucking
man.
Black and gold, bro.
Damn, bro.
His costume is just, one of the fucking coolest.
Other than Zane, he's probably got the coolest entrance of any Ranger ever in the series.
Zane is the only fucking Ranger that literally fucking, he calls himself on a phone. This motherfucker collect, like, literally.
Hello, astronomer?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a little busy right now.
Listen. He's also one of the only Rangers to try to bang another Ranger's sister. He tries to bang the main bad guy of the fucking show.
And he succeeds.
Basically. And then gets, like, cock-blocked.
Andrews? Oh, you guys need help?
I want to know more about that because Trey, I don't remember Zordon knowing much about Trey.
He doesn't really say much.
He's just like, oh, shit.
And then, but I wonder if, Zane knew, Andrews knew anything about Trey. I would assume so.
Don't we get the first kind of inference of KO-35 from this? Or was this the guy that was from Alpha's planet?
Edenoi?
Yeah.
No. Edenoi,
Are we talking about Larrigo, right?
Oh, no, that's Turbo, yeah.
Shit. So many fucking planets. Like, even Demetria? I can't stand her.
Who was Demetria?
The fucking mentor in...
Oh, yeah, Zordon's replacement.
Was she the mentor? Demetria. No, yeah, Demetria was the villain, right?
That's Divatox.
So it was...
Yeah, she's Zordon's replacement. I forgot about her. Jeez. That's how bad it is.
And then you get Alpha 6, who I can't fucking stand.
Yeah, that's awful, man.
Yeah, Alpha dies, like, after this season.
He comes back in Alpha 7, but still.
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I...
It's amazing.
I forgot the
franchise
happened.
Was able to survive Turbo, literally, with all the...
It actually is.
It's really amazing. I mean...
It basically is responsible
for the deaths.
I'm telling you guys now. I saw Turbo. I didn't watch one episode, man. I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah. I was turned off. Skip right to space.
From Power Rangers. And then, when I remember being freaking a writer, and I see the promo for In Space, I'm like, yo, that looks pretty badass. And I start watching, I'm like, dude, Power Rangers Space is...
Space is the shit.
I'm instantly hot. I was like, man, I was back in.
I remember...
Space hooked me right back in, I was like, dude.
Space was the greatest season of Power Rangers.
I just remember, like, that entire year for me when it came to, like, Ranger stuff. Like, toys and the commercials.
See, like, episode 12 on Turbo. Like, that's how much I'm struggling to fucking get through this. The other ones I binge watch, like these.
There's Guyborg's favorite
boy. Yeah, the Blue Centurion. Like, I'm at this point where I'm like, okay.
Guyborg would like that guy.
Yeah. His design is all right, but he's like really stupid.
But I'm actually enjoying Turbo because, as Matt pointed out, the satire. I'm noticing that, and that makes me want to watch the Sentai more.
I've watched a couple of the episodes of the Sentai. I watched, like, the first, like, 10 episodes of it, and, like, it's fun. Like, it's a fun show.
But Divatox has the same plot every week. We're gonna blow something up.
Yep.
Like, great.
Okay, here's a question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
Now that you've gotten through a couple episodes, is Divatox's breasts, you know, as augmented TV series?
Yeah,
they censored her the hell up.
Yeah, they really did.
Fox is like, uh-uh.
They were like, nah, guy.
Man, they censored that shit. I'm actually really shocked that she stuck around for the whole season, though.
She appears in Space, too.
Yeah.
The first episode, yeah.
And the last, like, the final couple episodes. They all come back.
Justin is not as bad as I remember. But...
It should have been Fred.
No, Fred I don't like, bro.
Fred would have been the first Gold Ranger, bro.
Nah.
Fuck me. That's what he said. He's like, I'm going to be the Gold Ranger. I'm like,
Fred
no.
Fred should have been the cop, bro.
Has that ever been acknowledged in any Power Ranger episode? Fred?
he's not canon.
He's like the guy that was Goldar's cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
Mordor. Mordor. Yeah. That guy was more fucking canon than Fred was.
Yeah. I mean, he had more merchandise.
Who's Goldar's third cousin twice removed on his mother's side was the actual description from Saban.
Yeah. I wonder who Goldar's mother was.
I can't believe they fucking acknowledged that.
They should have just replaced Goldar with King Sphinx and Zeo.
Dude, I just don't know why fucking nobody else was in
Babu squat. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, they were just forgotten about.
Goldar's fucking third cousin twice removed on his mother's side. Fuck me. Oh, guys, that about wraps it up for our Power Rangers Zero review. Nonetheless, this has been fucking fun.
And now it's about to not get fun.
I'm sitting through Turbo. Scotty, you have to watch this. We are going to sit through some episodes. And Matt?
Do I need the Pepto-Bismol now, man? Yeah. I mean,
it gets bad.
I just kind of want to hit the fast forward button and go to...
Yeah. Can we just go to space?
Or even the last episode of Turbo where they're getting on the...
Where they're teasing that they're going into space.
Yeah. That's actually the best episode of Turbo. That is the best episode
to
of
when
Turbo.
It ends. When it's over.
All right, guys. For that, I've been Joe. That's Matt. Scotty.
335. Let's rock it.
Soon.